Welcome to the Monday, February 13th, 2012 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm recording today from Jacksonville, Florida. We'll start today with ghost domains. This is based on a paper that caused some publicity. Now, what ghost domains is really about is that DNS doesn't really have a mechanism to revoke a domain name. The way you usually revoke a domain name, let's say the domain name is no longer used or has been used for malicious activities, or a registrar would like to revoke it. Well, the only thing a registrar can do is to remove the domain name from the top level domain. So if I would like to revoke the shield.org, well, the shield.org will be removed from the .org domain. What happens, however, is that the resolution gets cached. And so the next thing I have to do is I have to wait for the time to live that was associated with that domain name to expire. So this part is really nothing new. I need to remove the domain name from the parent zone and I need to wait for the TTL to expire. Now, the ghost domain issue is based on a little trick here. Until the domain name expires, if the host needs to resolve a host name within that domain, it will still go to that domain's name servers because that information is cached as well. So if I can get the resolver to continually resolve the host name within the domain, it will never learn about this domain name being actually revoked. This is really more of a protocol issue. It's not a problem with a particular implementation of DNS. It's really how DNS is meant to work and sort of an oversight in the DNS protocol that it doesn't really have a way to revoke a domain name, to tell resolvers, hey, this domain name doesn't exist. Best defense against that is if you realize that you have one of those stuck domains is to just flush the DNS cache. You could consider flushing the DNS cache daily. I don't think that will really have too much of a bad side effect for a regular DNS resolver, but be somewhat careful with that. Caching does have important performance implications, so you probably want to do that late at night while your DNS resolver is at a low load. And then the other comment here is also that DNS is not meant to be a security protocol. That's what DNSSEC and such is for, so you really shouldn't rely on DNS for any kind of security functions. And we got a pre-announcement for this Tuesday's Microsoft Patch Tuesday. Typically, I think we actually seen that on Thursday, but looks like they waited this time to release it until Friday. Now, we'll see a total of 9 bulletins, 4 of which will be critical. Among the critical ones, there are 2 that affect Windows, 1 that affects Internet Explorer. I assume that will be the usual Internet Explorer rollup patch. There will be a critical one for the .NET framework and Silverlight. So I expect that to be not just for developer tools, but also affect the Silverlight plugin. The remaining 5 bulletins are all important and affect Windows and Office. As for different versions of Windows, looks like the critical bulletins affect all versions of Windows. However, for the server platform, bulletin 2, the Internet Explorer bulletin, is only rated as moderate. So in summary, based on this, I think we can rate that sort of an average Patch Tuesday. And Android malware is not going away and appears to be more powerful now in its way of creating mobile botnets. Researchers at North Carolina State University discovered now Android botnets that have tens of thousands, in some cases up to 100,000 hosts connected to it. That's still on a medium to low end compared to sort of your standard Windows desktop botnet, but certainly shows some potential when it comes to mobile malware. The botnets they're observing are mostly caused by malware that's distributed via alternative application stores, in particular targeting users in China. And well, that's it for today. So thanks again for listening and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.